Technological advances are pushing the limits on how we use our cell phones, tablets, and laptops. And our habits are pushing the limits on the infrastructure that supports all of this activity. Roby Brock, with our content partner Talk Business Arkansas, caught up with Ed Drilling, president of AT&T Arkansas.
Let's talk about just kind of this mobile explosion taking place in the world of telecom here. Tell me what some of the traffic has been that you have seen on your system, and the numbers are mind-boggling to me.
Yeah, it really is mind-boggling when you think about the growth in mobile data and how it just exploded over the last 5 years. Just in the last four, we've seen a growth of over 30,000% in the amount of mobile data traffic. 30,000% in the amount of mobile data traffic on our network. So you think about that in terms of other kinds of infrastructure like highways or airports, and think about the growth, in the kind of traffic that we're looking at in terms of our network and it's not just our network, everybody's mobile network.
How come my bill's not going up 30,000%?
Well, we're just good about not
you're working on
not
it?
Sticking it to you on that, no. But the data plans have been very reasonable. So really, actually, like you're saying, compared to what you're actually getting, your bill is kind of going down. So, but it's a good value. Obviously, people have caught on to the smartphone tablets. Mm-hmm. Over half of our customers carry a smartphone now. In Arkansas, especially, over half the people are just wireless only. They don't have a landline at home, so that's their way they communicate, way they interconnect with the internet, and that's the way they do business.
So, how do you reshape your business model? You're set up at one point in time for the legacy, clients of people that had those hard lines, those landline phones, and now you're having to deploy resources, shift things a lot differently. How difficult is it to kind of keep up with that transition?
Well, we've had to pivot hard. Mm-hmm. Because just as an example, when I first got into this job with AT&T in 2001, we had 1.2 million landline customers in Arkansas. At the end of 2013, we've got about 250,000.
Really?
So significant decrease in the residential households that we pass, only 15% now have a landline, a traditional voice landline. So tremendous shift toward mobile and a tremendous shift towards smartphones. So we've had to build a lot of capacity and upgrade from 3G to 4G to LTE on our network in order to accommodate the need for faster speeds and more bandwidth, and that's what we've invested to do.
And what comes after LTE? Are you even ready to talk about that yet?
We'll worry about that just in a few years. Right. But right now, we're getting really close. At the end of this year, we'll be completely LTE in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So getting very close to getting all of it up and running.
You told me in late December we talked about just where you're seeing some more technology purchases. I think we've got a full screen graphic we're going to pull up here. I'm going to quote you in terms of what you said. You said that, I think in terms of the economy, we've seen a few slow growth years, referenced in the last couple of years. Businesses and consumers were cutting back, but the businesses seem to be coming back into the marketplace now. We're 5 years distant from the start of the recession, but why do you think now people are starting to come back into this marketplace when we've seen some positive news, but it hadn't been really robust growth?
Well, I think, when I was talking about that, I was really basically talking about equipment upgrades and major purchases by businesses to upgrade their capabilities, and that's what I think we're seeing. It was kind of a slow growth time, kind of flat, but I think businesses have put off technology purchases. I think their need for more bandwidth and more broadband is also driving some of this. We're seeing a lot of people move from the older T1 copper types of technology to an IP platform, small businesses too. Mm-hmm. The fiber that we've now taken to all of our cell sites has made it a lot cheaper for people to buy fiber and get Ethernet services to their businesses and their schools, because that's taken fiber deeper and deeper into the network. So it's much more affordable. It's close by in most cases. And we're just seeing people switch to faster broadband and the need for more bandwidth among small businesses and schools.
When you mentioned broadband in schools, that was going to be a place where I was going to pivot to, not only from a business perspective, but from a policy perspective. We've seen the state studying in about the last half of the year, a task force I know you've been a part of. There's been two task force working on this, but basically how to ramp up in a substantial way broadband service to public schools. The industry had some dispute over maybe a state analysis of where we stood in terms of the state of broadband in public schools. What do you think is realistic in terms of where we are related to those rankings and to that initial report?
Well, I think, you know, obviously there are a lot of different reports that come out that show Arkansas that we're toward the bottom of the list of all the states in terms of broadband in the schools and in businesses and homes as well. I don't think that it's an infrastructure problem. I think it's just people figuring out what kind of service they want and asking for it. I mean, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, I mean, we've taken fiber, and so have the other providers, deeper and deeper into our networks, out in rural areas. So I think the infrastructure and the fiber and the bandwidth is out there. It's just a matter of people telling us and figuring out a way, what is it that they want and how are we going to pay for it. A lot of it in the schools, K-12 and libraries, is actually reimbursable through the federal E-rate mm-hmm. program, which is a program.
It's up to 90% of it.
It can, depending on how many assisted lunch program students you've got in your school. But it's a very robust program. I don't know that we're taking complete full use of it like we should. But I think the solutions are out there. The providers, not just us, but all of them, I think, are wanting to be part of the solution and think that we've invested heavily across the state and have the infrastructure out there to do it.
We've got about 60 seconds left here. So there is an opportunity or possibility that there could be some discussion in this legislative session to put some money together for this broadband to public schools investment. Piggybacking on the RON network has been one of the things that's been discussed here. What do you think is the most reasonable solution from your company's perspective to solving this problem?
I think all the providers think that we've got a part to play in providing a solution. We do this for a living. We've got a lot of network capability out there that we can bring to the table and provide. We're just looking forward to working with the state somehow in providing those solutions. And granted, we need more bandwidth in the school, there's no doubt about it.
Is the RON possibility a solution to you?
It's one of the things that's being talked about. It could be.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.